Christian Archibald Herder was a politician and a statesman. He was governor of Massachusetts and then also Secretary of State. And when he was a governor of Massachusetts, he was running for a second term. One day after a long morning of chasing votes and campaigning, and without lunch, he was really, really hungry, and then he arrived at a church barbecue. He started to go through the serving line, and he held out his plate to the woman who was serving chicken, and she put one piece of chicken on the plate. And he sort of paused, and the woman had already looked to the next person in line, and he said, excuse me, do you mind if I have another piece of chicken? And the lady said, I'm sorry, but I can only give one piece of chicken to each person because other servers will put other food items onto your plate. And the governor responded, he said, well, but I'm starving and I really love chicken. And the lady said, I'm sorry, only one piece of chicken per customer. And even though the governor was a modest and unassuming man, he decided to throw his weight around a little bit. So he said, do you know who I am? I'm the governor of this state. And she came right back and she said, do you know who I am? I'm the lady in charge of the chicken. Move along, mister. Do you know who I am? That's perhaps the question that all those who came to the house of the leading Pharisees, those who were taking the places of honor, were asking themselves, do you know who I am? I'm honored. I want to receive glory and fame, so I'm going to take these highest places. And then, of course, we hear Jesus telling the parable about the wedding banquet. But that question, do you know who I am, is perhaps the way that we probably live our lives like that too often. And saying, do you know who I am? Because we might react when we might say, well, how could someone do this to me? Or how could someone offend me? Or how could someone think differently than me? Or how could someone do something, think that I'm not doing things correctly? Or, and the list can go on and on and on. But Jesus, at the conclusion of the first part of the parable, says, whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Or we can look at ourselves and say, well, at least I'm better than this person because I don't do X, Y, or Z. But no, instead, Jesus calls us to a true humility today, to live out that mother, truly that mother of all virtues. And sometimes we can get confused when we think about what humility really is. Humility is not beating ourselves up and pretending that we don't have any gifts or talents or values that were worthless. That is definitely not the case. But instead, we're called to recognize who we truly are before God, to attempt to see ourselves as God truly sees us. And because on the one hand, yes, we all have our limitations and our weaknesses. We're broken. But on the other hand, we also know that we are children of God. We have been made in the image and likeness of God, and he has given us many gifts and talents that we are called to use to build up God's kingdom. So it's striking that right balance is what we are called to recognize who we are and that we're in need of a Savior because of our sin, our brokenness, and weakness, but to know that we are loved so much infinitely by the Father, which gives us confidence to walk alongside Jesus and to share our gifts. But yet, if we have trouble finding just who we are, we're called to look to Jesus once again, because then he asks us the question. Jesus says, do you know who I am? And we should be able to say, yes, you are my Lord, you are my Savior, you are my everything. You're the one who brings me healing, peace, and forgiveness. You're the one who brings light to my darkness. And you are the one who I depend upon for everything. That is true humility, recognizing our true dependence on God and our complete need for him. Because when we recognize our lowliness, we recognize our need for him, then it allows God to work in our hearts and in our lives, and allows him to raise us up to the glory that he has called us to as we seek to live for him and his glory. But then also, Jesus also invites us a little bit to go a little bit deeper as we hear the second part of the parable today. When he told the people, don't just invite your relatives and friends, those that you know the best, but invite the poor, the lame, the crippled, and the blind. And Jesus asks us to look, to reach out to them, because it's in him, we find them in him, as we find him in those who are the least among us, those who are the poor, the outcast. Jesus tells us in the 25th chapter of Matthew's gospel, whenever you did it to the least one of these, you did it to me. So he invites us to take stock of and be thankful and grateful for our gifts and let that gratitude pour out as we share our gifts with the poor, the lame, the blind, as we seek to find justice and mercy for the unborn, the immigrant, and all those in need in between. Because really, in reality, that question of do you know who I am, that's turned back in on ourselves, and we have to know who we are ourselves before God. Yes, we are his children, we are sinners, but also we too are the poor, the lame, and the blind because of our brokenness, because of our weakness, because of that spiritual blindness that we experience. Yet still Jesus invites us here to this banquet, and he invites us to be fed by him. And he here becomes humble for us once again. Just as he humbled himself to share in our humanity and became obedient even unto death, to death on a cross, here he humbles himself to come under the appearance of a tiny white host, where here he gives us everything to remind us who we truly are, so we can give ourselves to him and to those in need.